Landon Wareham. Landon, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on this morning.
You bet. Thanks.
And I made sure we got to you early today because I didn't want to have to run polls. I didn't want to have to do anything, you know, that upset you, the skipper of the Montrose Indians, and make me have to, you know, have to pay for that.
It shows you're coachable. It shows you're wanting to do what's expected of you.
Well, thank you, Landon. Thank you. Not everybody would say that.
Just
trust
wants
me.
To help the team win.
That's right. Do whatever I can to help the Montrose Indians. I'm glad to do that. You get the 13th seed. So I mean, with the RPI and everything, kind of where you expected to be when they announced the brackets yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of what we were expecting, and just trying to. At that point, you're just trying to dodge some buzzsaws and get into a good region.
And we'll talk about Denver North in just a moment, who you face over in Northfield coming up this weekend. But just kind of your evaluation of your ball club as you wrapped up the season. You played Palisade again. Bulldogs are the number one overall seed in the 4A state baseball tournament. They've had your number a couple of times this season. But a good way to get your kids ready for the postseason, wrapping up the regular season with that game against Palisade.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, in terms of serving its purpose, we got to see really, really good pitching on Monday, and we're going to see, you know, more on Friday. And that was, you know, the purpose is to see some games this week. You know, I know in the past we've always not played this week, and I just feel like it's too many days off before you play probably the most important games of the year. So we were glad Palisade wanted to play on Monday, and it definitely served its purpose.
Landon Wareham, coach of the Montrose Indians, with us today. Montrose gets Denver North in the regional. And you look at this Denver North team, Landon, from an offensive standpoint, 293. Not a lineup that really produces a lot of runs. One of their top run producers has been Isaiah Padilla, who's knocked in 29 runs a season. But, I mean, it's the next closest guy has 12 RBIs. So, I mean, he really is the guy that he is literally the straw that stirs the drink. He is the guy in their lineup that is their big run producer with a 5-10 batting average.
100%. And we played him earlier this year, and I think he was 3-for-4 against us with 3 doubles. You know, he's a real deal. And they're scrappy. I mean, it took everything that we had to go get them by a couple runs, and so we're expecting the same type of thing on Friday.
What about their pitching? What did you see when you met them during the season? What do you know about their pitching, and what do you expect to face in that game?
I'll expect to see, you know, 2 or 3 guys all trying to feed it to Padilla. You know, that's how they treated it last time. That's kind of how they treat all their games. They try to get a lead and get it to him. You know, we saw 4 of their kids last time, and you know, nobody overpowering, but you know, kids you have to respect. And you know, we're gonna have to get off the bus and play good baseball in that first game. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I picked up an 11-6 win against them earlier in the season, and then on the other side of that bracket is Northfield, the host team. They're the number 4 seed against a team from our side of the hill, from the Western Slope League, Battle Mountain, which you did not get a chance to face either one of those teams during the season. If you can get past Denver North, what's kind of the scattering report? What have you heard about both of those teams, Battle Mountain and Northfield?
Yeah, we've seen Battle Mountain. They're a decent little club. You know, I think most likely it's going to be Northfield, and, you know, they're 21-2 or whatever they are. You know, you're at the point of the year here where if you want to do something cool, like go to a Final Eight or continue to move on, you're going to have to beat a team like that and go knock somebody off when you're in our situation. And we feel like they got a good chance to go do that.
Yeah, at Northfield Ball Club, you mentioned a 20-win team this season with certainly a lineup from an offensive standpoint that's had a pretty good year as well for that Northfield team. Just looking at some of their numbers this morning, Landon, team batting average wise, .434. They can, Northfield can swing it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's 100% what we're looking at. I mean, they got like, I think, 6 guys hitting over .400. You know, and we got one. So they obviously swing the bats really well, and you know, hopefully we can just put ourselves in a position to go get in a dogfight with them.
Landon Wareham, coach of the Montrose Indians baseball team. Of course, that's the Class 4A Region 3 that gets underway this weekend. Now, you're playing Saturday, correct? Because I don't see times on here for Chas. Is it Friday or Saturday for you guys?
Friday. We're actually hopping on the bus here in about an hour and headed over. They moved it up, anticipating the weather. And so we play tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
All right, very good. Well, Landon, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much. You guys have a safe trip over to Northfield. Montrose takes on Denver North tomorrow. You said 1 o'clock for that game, correct?
1 o'clock.
Okay, well, very good. Hey, Landon, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you and your ball club tomorrow.
Thanks, Jim. We'll see you guys.
All right, there's Landon Wareham, former Maverick great, and guiding the Montrose Indians to the postseason.